Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Late Tea Time, the golf betting podcast that finds the best betting value closer to the first shot being struck than anyone else.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit BeGambleAware.org for more information.
And hello, everybody, Late Tea Time podders everywhere. It's very good to have you with us again. We missed out last week, didn't we? And we'll ask him if he's all right now, because little sickly Dave Tindall had to cry off sick last week. Are you all right now?
No crying. I was very brave.
Big brave soldier.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. A bad throat, a non-COVID bad throat.
Well, it's good to see you alive and kicking, because I was worried about you.
Thanks.
Not that worried, but I was worried. Anyway, we have a busy Late Tea Time podcast this week, everybody, because we've got three, not just one, not two, but three tournaments to bring you this week. And where should we start? I think we'll start with the Pebble Beach one, shall we? Let me just put the little logo in the top corner. There we go. Let's get it sorted and get it done properly. So Pebble Beach DT. Is where we're going to start this week. And we got the leaders in the markets are Matt Fitzpatrick. He is 11-1. Victor Hovland is in there at 12. He's got Jordan Spieth is 12s. Maverick McNeely, who always sounds like he should be coming out of a Western, 18-1. Seamus Power is 22-1. And the rest are bigger DT. We always leave this. We always say this. We always leave this as late as possible on a Wednesday. It's even been Thursday morning, hasn't it, in the last few weeks, to try and get the latest golfing information into that head of yours. Has that led us anywhere in terms of the Pebble Beach event?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do this week is pick out a player from each tournament. So we've got Pebble Beach, we've got Ras Al Khaimah, and we've got the Saudi International. So I'm going to pick out one player from each, and we're going to combine them in a top 10 treble and a top 20 treble.
Oh, wow. Right, so it's a top 10 and top 20. Yeah. Okay.
So it depends how daring you're feeling, which one you want to do.
I mean, you could even take them as winners, I guess, couldn't you, if you're really daring?
Do them, but, well, why not do everything? So the pick from Pebble Beach is local man Maverick McNeely, who you mentioned just there. I just couldn't bring myself to back him at his outright price. It's just, what is he, 16s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's too... But I did want to be on him in some way, and I looked at a couple of match bets that I quite like, but I thought if we do this sort of top 10, top 20 idea, he's a really good candidate. So he was interviewed on Tuesday night, which we only... in the UK, kind of only got to see this morning on Wednesday, by which time a lot of people have already had their bets. But he just spoke about his love of this tournament. So I'll just read you some of the things he said. A special place. I love this tournament. It's cool being an AT&T sponsor guy. So, you know, he's even sponsored by the tournament sponsors. He's got a second and a fifth here in his last three visits. So he walks the walk in this event, as well as saying it's my favourite tournament. And then he's asked about his record in California, which is excellent. And he says stuff like, I'm staying with my grandparents this week. So grandma's home cooking. I love it.
The old apple pie.
Yeah. Oh, mama's apple pie. Grandmama's apple pie. He also, slightly more or less esoteric, is the fact that he loves the Poana grass. He says, I love Poana grass. A lot of the guys don't like it, especially guys who grew up in the Southeast. I kind of have the same feeling about dormant Bermuda. So he talks about that, how he grew up on these golf courses. They suit my eye. Three courses in play this week, as well as Pebble Beach hosts one of the first 3 days and the final round. And then they're at Spyglass and Monterey as well. So he loves all the courses. As I say, he's got the record to back it up, as well as saying all this good stuff. He's got a second and the fifth in the last 2 years. So given his current form as well, which is useful, he was seventh at the Sony Open a couple of starts ago, a decent enough 31st at Torrey Pines last week, which doesn't suit him as well as this course does. So he's our Pebble Beach candidate.
Well, to be in the top 10, DT, he's 12-5 with William Hill. And if you want him in the top 20, he's the best price of, is that the top 20? 5-4, I think he was when I just last looked. In fact, he's changed. It's changed since I looked. He's now 11-10, Maverick McNealy, 11-10 with the likes of Bet Victor and co. So they're a rough guide prices for the top 10 and top 20 for old Maverick.
So are you on odds checker here?
I am, yeah. This is going to take a bit doing this to do two trebles for you.
So you need to click that one.
So I'll do the top 10s as we go through, and we'll do the top 20s at the end.
This is Late Tea Time, the Golf Betting Podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. So we'll now move from California, US of A, to Ras Al Khaimah, which is in the... It's a small emirate in the United Arab Emirates.
The seven emirates, you know, DT?
Yeah. Did you know that, or have you read it just now?
I've been there. And when I did my research before going there, there's seven emirates. The headline act is obviously Dubai and then Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You got Sharjah, and then there's some smaller ones, and this is obviously one of the smaller ones.
Yeah, I confess I'd never heard of it until they played this tournament last year. I just thought, I don't know what they were talking about when they... mentioned Ras Al Khaimah. I thought it was maybe like a city in Dubai, but
Martin Khaimah's brother.
Yeah, I can't stop adding the word Martin whenever I think of it. Ras Al Martin Khaimah. So my pick from this one seems a bit strange, because in the first round last week, Padraig Harrington shot an 81, and you thought, oh dear, that's because the week before in Abu Dhabi, a big event, Rolex Series event, lots of good players. He'd come fourth. So, like, what's the truth? Is the fourth the truth, or is that 81 the truth? So I decided to dig a bit deeper on him.
Couldn't handle the truth. No, that's the film. Sorry.
I don't know what he was doing in that 81, but that 81 is the outlier. That's just like, I don't know what happened to him, because in the second round, in Dubai, shot 65. So he came back with 7 under in round two. I know it was too little too late and he missed the cut, but it showed his game still very, very good. And say to finish fourth the week before is excellent. He now plies his trade a lot on the Champions Tour in America, but he's been excellent in that. So he won the Charles Schwab Cup, fourth and third before that. So his last three starts on that seniors tour, first, fourth, and third. But the main thing is for this bet, he can still hack it. Perhaps not the greatest phrase for a golf pro golf bet. He can still cut it, I should say. Even that is good. And when you look at his record in the United Arab Emirates, of which there are seven, don't know if you know that, it's really good. So he was fourth in Abu Dhabi, and then his five appearances before then, which is a combination of Ras Al Khaimah, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi, he's finished in the top 10 three times and the top 20 four times. So those last, so let's add it up. So before last week's missed cut, five starts in the UAE, four of those were top 10s, and there was also a top 20 as well as that. So he's brilliant. When you look at his form in this part of the world, you think, oh, maybe this is old historical form that was back from the 90s or something, or you know, that period in 2006, 2007, 2008 when he kept winning majors. But no, all these good results have come in the last couple of years. So Padraig Harrington just loves this part of the world. So I thought he was a decent candidate to get another top 10 in the region and a slightly safer player, top 20.
You're giving me a lot of work to do behind the scenes here. Padraig Harrington, to be in the top 20, he's 2-1. That's the best price you can get on him. That's with Coral. But if we're adding him into, I'm doing the top 10 treble as we go through. And coincidentally, he's with William Hill as well. 4-1, Padraig Harrington to be in the top 10 for this event.
Yeah, I worked these out before, so hopefully they're similar prices to what you come up with.
Okay. You could have told me that. I could have just saved myself all this effort.
Well, this was a few hours ago, so the matter changed. We like to be up to date on here.
This is Late Tea Time, the last word in golf betting, with James Butler and Dave Tindall.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So the final leg, we're going to Saudi.
International, isn't it? I didn't give you the top end of the market for the other one, but Dustin Johnson's favourite for this one, 7-1. Cameron Smith, 9-1. Cameron Young, 12-1. Joachim Niemann is 16s, DT.
Yeah, so a lot of, obviously, Saudi, you'll be familiar with LIV. So a lot of these, this is sort of the LIV guys come back out to play, as does Patrick Reed, who caused a bit of a stir last week before. Mm. Losing
T-gate, wasn't it?
T-gate and tree-gate. There's quite a lot of gates going on there. So my player this week is Lucas Herbert, who play in Dubai last week and was third, which was really an excellent display. That was the first time we'd seen him since he was 10th in the Australian Open, his home Open in December. So I just think with him... Third last week in Dubai, he's up to speed. He's up and running, where some of these LIV players haven't played in months. So you've got to presume there's a lot of rust going on some of these guys. So I thought he's got a great chance to... Because obviously some good names, very good names in the field, but I think he's got a bit of a run on some of them. So I thought Lucas Herbert to finish top 10 and 20 looked good. So as I say, last two starts, third in... Dubai last week, 10th in the Aussie Open in December. Then on this course, he was 21st last year, and then he's got 27th in 2020. So he's been thereabouts to what we need here. It just looks like, timing-wise, a perfect chance for him. If you look at some of his stats as well last week, he was excellent. He was fifth strokes gained tee to green, which was impressive. Putted nicely as well. Just did everything really well. So I thought his game was in a good place. And he, whereas some of them you're guessing, you know, you might find out later in the week that they haven't touched a club in a few months or have hardly done anything. Just jumping back to Pebble Beach, they interviewed Victor Hovland yesterday and he said he didn't enter Torrey Pines last week because he didn't feel he'd done enough prep. he'd kind of taken it easy a bit over the festive period, so he didn't feel ready. So he does now a bit more. He hinted that maybe he's got a run of events coming up and perhaps this isn't the best week to back him, maybe, as he just starts to get match fit. So I think that's a bit of a theme for some of them. Some of them aren't quite ready. Lucas Herbert is ready, and he goes in as our pick in Saudi.
That was perfectly timed, DT, because that's actually just maybe allowed me to get the top 10 treble into my system as well.
When I typed in, let's start with the lower one, the top 20 treble. Have you done that one? I got about 10 to 1.
Yeah, I've got that with, Bet365. Seems to be the one that's come out for now. Obviously, with the prices vary at the time that you listen. So it may be a different, it's always good to shop around. But Lucas Herbert, 10 to 11. Patrick Harrington, 9 to 5. Maverick McNealy, 21 to 20. Comes out a treble of 9.96 to 1 with Bet365.
Yeah, that's what I got. And then when I did the top 10 treble, I think I got over 50 to 1.
Yes. The top 10 treble, this seems to have come out with William Hill. As I say, it might change when depending what time you're looking. But that's got Maverick McNealy, 12 to 5, 4 to 1 for Padraig Harrington, 9 to 4 for Lucas Herbert. Comes out at 54.25 to 1.
Good to have those calculations verified by a professional.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm very impressed with myself, actually. That I managed to do that while you were talking. You talked for exactly the right length there to allow me to get the final selection in.
So that was people think this isn't planned. People think we make this up.
Yeah. And they'd be right, wouldn't they? there we go. T-gate, tree-gate, all that kind of malarkey. It's just a bit pathetic.
Well, it looked a bit pathetic at the time, but when you see that sort of Rory had a sort of lawsuit filed against him on Christmas Eve, I don't think I'd be particularly pleased to say, all right, mate, to someone who comes up and say hello, the guy who actually did it or his people behind him did it. And then Treegate, there's been quite a lot of pros on Twitter saying, you know, how on earth can you identify your ball up a tree from all that far away? So
it followed. Rory did seem to have the last laugh, though, didn't he? Because he picked up the trophy.
Yeah. It's the dynamic. We could go into this kind of, oh, you're a bad man, you're a good man sort of thing. But the fascinating thing from a kind of competitive point of view is that I think Patrick Reed is at his best when he's got like a real cause to fight for. So up against McIlroy was perfect for him. I just got a slight feeling this week he hasn't got that kind of driving force to, I'll show you. I think he's just playing alongside all his sort of live mates in inverted commas. So I just don't think he'll quite have that fire in his belly. Might be completely wrong with that, but I just got a feeling in hindsight, last week completely suited him. The more it went on, the more the talk of, oh, you could be playing with McIlroy at some point just got him going. So, Patrick Reed, good bet last week. This week, I would, I think he's actually up against Lucas Herbert in a match bet somewhere, maybe bet 4 or 365. I'd take him on. I just think he'll, from that kind of competitive high that he faced, I just think it'll come down a little bit. And he's not got a brilliant record at this week's course either, Royal Greens. So
it's hard to sustain that kind of mental switch on, isn't it, for forever, isn't it? At some stage you're going to kind of crash and burn a little bit, even if it's invisible, even if it's inside the head, it's hard to sustain that, tiring, isn't it, to keep that going. I did see the Rory McIlroy driver off the to the par four, the one, do you see that one that he drove over the water, literally landed about that far on the green and then just kind of trickle over the back of it. But what a hell of a shot. I mean, he's just an incredible player.
Unbelievable. I do hope this is the year when he wins a major again, hopefully the sort of pieces are falling in place.
I think there's no doubt he's good enough. I wish I could play golf anywhere near as well as him. He's just incredible, isn't he? But there we go. Anyway, the selections for the three events then. You've got triple jammy. We kind of missed you last week, so we've given you three times the value this time. Pebble Beach, this selection, Maverick McNealy. For the Ras Al Khaimah, Patrick Carrington. And for the Saudi international, Lucas Herbert. If you put them in a top 10 treble, 54.25 to 1 with William Hill. If you put them in a top 20 treble, 9.96 to 1 with Bet365. You can basically do whatever permutation of those you like. But they're the recommendations from Mr. Dave Tindall. DT, as always, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And thank you out there, everybody, for watching. This has been a Sports Broadcast Media production. I've been James, he's been DT, and we'll see you again. I'm going to drop him off. Let's get rid of him. I'm going to see you again around about the same time next week. Cheers, everybody.
Always gamble responsibly. Visit begambleaware.org for more information.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.